PFAS contamination in drinking water is becoming a concern for communities in western Wisconsin, and the City Council of Prescott was asked on Monday evening to make preparatory efforts to mitigate costs that may come up if the city needs to upgrade filtration because of either higher levels of PFAS in the city water supply or if the DNR lowers the threshold for contamination. City Administrator Matt Wolf explains.
So the Wisconsin Rural Water Association, in conjunction with the National Water Association, has worked with Napoleon Shkolnik PLC to bring together a multi-district litigation against the manufacturers of PFAS. The City of Prescott, we have tested all three of our wells for those substances. We have found trace levels within all three of our wells, generally between 4 to 7 parts per trillion in all three. This is currently well below the DNR safe drinking water standards of 70 parts per trillion. In the future, though, there has been discussion among the Environmental Protection Agency about potentially changing the maximum contaminant level that currently exists, which could result in the need for the City of Prescott to take on significant treatment options if that maximum contaminant level is lowered. So as a result, to help potentially pay for any of those costs, the retainer agreement is brought forward. There are about 100 Wisconsin communities or water service organizations that have joined this multi-district litigation.
The council approved signing on to the litigation agreement by unanimous vote.